Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Behind the Sport, BTS Show, the podcast where we bring you the stories you do not hear anywhere else. This is where the game meets the real deal. Forget the highlights. We're diving into exclusive interviews, behind-the-scenes moments, and the conversations that really matter. So sit back, turn it up, and get ready to experience sports like you've never experienced before. I'm your host, Giovanna Scroggins, coming at you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, brought to you by Innovative Wellness Center. We are kicking things off today with some NBA playoff talk, chopping it up with our guy Nico Bisos coming up in our next segment. We're going to talk some wild matchups, surprise performances, and we've got some opinions on the NBA playoffs. After that, we're going to switch gears, heading into the world of gymnastics. We're talking to the head coach of Simone Biles, a.k.a. the mind behind the GOAT. What's it like training a legend? You're about to find out in this episode. Let's get into it. Before we dive deeper, I want to start with some kind of breaking news. Over the previous weekend in the college football world, Nico Amaliava, former Tennessee quarterback, transferred, left Tennessee after some alleged disputes over NIL things. We're going to dive into what I think about that, but he leaves Tennessee. He now declares and is officially signed up for UCLA. He's going to be playing for the Bruins this year. It's interesting, too, because UCLA, their quarterback, then enters the transfer portal and goes to Tennessee. So a little bit of a switch up, if you will. But I want to start with Nico because I think this is interesting, and we're starting to see this trend in college football, and I'm not sure if I'm vibing with it as much. Is college football turning into a free agency type situation? I mean, we're seeing players just leave for more money. And now, granted, Nico's team said, hey, this whole narrative behind we wanted more money is false. That's not the reason. But where there's smoke, there's fire. And I think there was some sort of conversation surrounding Nico possibly wanting more money. And I don't like how that's changing the landscape of college sports, not just in football, but in college sports in general. Well, stay tuned. We've got even more BTS coming your way. Next guest up, Nico Bisos after the break. This is BTS live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
When you switch to Progressive and bundle your home and auto, you could save hundreds, and that's a surprising amount of money.
Whoa, that's like farmer's market money.
That's like give me a gallon of that locally sourced raw honey money.
That's certified organic heirloom tomatoes in every imaginable color except red money.
That's let's get 2 pounds of pink oyster mushrooms money. I'm not even sure I like pink oyster mushrooms.
Guess it's time to find out, because you could save hundreds when you switch to Progressive and bundle. Then the world is your pink oyster mushroom. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
To Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I want to welcome in the one, the only, Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, how are you?
Giovanna, my good friend, how are we doing? I'm excited. NBA playoffs have started. Champions League action is happening in my world of soccer. But man, I love NBA playoff action. Watching these teams put it on the line and trying to upset the favorites. Let's see what happens, right?
Yes, and it puts a little bit of a pep in my step when it's NBA playoff action, because there's always players that kind of come out of the – I mean, obviously, key players leading their teams to the playoffs in the first place, but there's always some key players that we kind of didn't really see. One player I want to mention is Kawhi Leonard. I mean, I think we've seen almost a little bit of a resurgence out of him. Really excited to see him playing at the level he's playing in the playoffs right now. But let's get into it. I first want to start off with, who do you have in your finals? What Western and Eastern Conference Finals, and then the NBA Finals.
I'm going to start from the end, and I'm going to say that on the East Coast, I mean, I don't see how the Celtics are stopped to go to the finals this year. I feel like they're going to knock out whoever is in their way, with injuries, without injuries. Team is stacked, incredible depth, a team with all of its meaning. On the West, things are a little bit more complicated because we have teams like the Lakers, for example, that added the wild factor of Luka in their team, and you see them, they're trying to make a run. Also, Jimmy Butler going to Golden State and kind of making the Golden State team have hope and the fans in the Bay Area believe in themselves again. I'm going to say that OKC and Celtics make it to the NBA Finals. Don't ask me about Western and Eastern Conference because that's too hard to predict at the moment. What do you got?
You know, I definitely have to agree with you out of the East. I think the Celtics are going to get it done again. Outside of Jason Tatum and, you know, the typical Jaylen Brown, all those guys, Peyton Pritchard, just recently named NBA Sixth Man of the Year. He has been phenomenal for the Celtics team, in my opinion. I think he's a key reason why the Celtics have been so successful as of late. Not to mention, you also have Jrue Holiday, other players like that on the Celtics. This team is just stacked. I mean, you talk about teams that have a legacy and that just keep raising the bar of excellence in the NBA, and the Boston Celtics has their name written all over it. So definitely going with the Celtics out of the East. Out of the West, and I have to agree with you, it gets a little bit tricky. I'm really rooting for the OKC Thunder because I like the young team narrative. I really like that story around them. But I'm not sure. I would not be surprised to see possibly the Lakers sneak in there. It's going to be up to just who really wants it more. And if it comes down to the Lakers and OKC facing off, that's a series in itself.
Yeah, I mean, in basketball in general, you know, like these players, you mentioned Kawhi earlier, and I feel like a lot of times these guys are just saving up their energy because the regular season is so long. So some players do have the ability, which is special, to flip the switch and all of a sudden play top-notch basketball, both on defense and offense, and kind of make an impact for their team. It's going to come down to those key players. Is Luka going to be able to put up 30 points in playoff games? He did it with Dallas and led them to conference and NBA finals within, 3 years? So definitely possible.
Yeah, offline we were talking about Giannis. I want to circle back to that conversation because what you said sparked my curiosity. You think Giannis needs to leave?
Absolutely. I do think so. And the reason for that is very simple, right? Giannis went there to a franchise that hadn't won anything in a very long time. He goes there, takes him to the pinnacle, wins the chip. And then I feel like the franchise kind of took their foot off the gas because you can bring in Dame Lillard, you can bring in good players and kind of make it seem like you're trying. But Giannis is right now playing the best basketball he'll ever play. He's mature. He has experience. He's still putting up great numbers. I do feel like if the Bucks do not go through the Pacers, they're down 2-0. It doesn't look too bright for them. I do feel like Giannis has to go. I do feel like he's such a key factor for any team he joins, make them, you know, a big favorite to win a chip again. So, Giannis, it's time to go, my friend. Let go of Milwaukee, emotional attachments and all. You did what you could. Things are looking brighter on the other side.
You know, it's interesting because it was not in my NBA card that the Pacers would lead their series going into game 3, 2-0 against the Bucks. That right. was nowhere near what I ever thought and imagined. And, you know, Dame is Dame. He's a great player. And, you know, typically you want to pair him with a person like Giannis and you think, oh, that's a shoe-in. But I think in the NBA, what we're seeing is kind of not only the big three, but really the big six. And again, speaking about the Celtics, you have a stacked roster where everyone is a role player, but also everyone can step up in clutch moments. And I think that's is what is making and breaking teams right now that might not do as well or might do really well. But you know what other person, and I know there's a lot of animosity, a lot of controversy around the Denver Nuggets right now, but I think Jokic needs to get out of Denver as well.
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not. Again, when you get there and you win it for them, if the team doesn't do too well after a year or two, I mean, it's time to change. Jokic is an amazing player. Joker is what I meant to say. Jokic is his name. But, like, listen, what a beast, right? I mean, the guy is putting up crazy numbers. He's a point guard and a center. He assists, he scores, he rebounds the ball, he plays decent defense. I don't disagree with that either. I feel like those guys have such an opportunity to join a team and kind of spark again that that motivation factor that plays a big role in people's minds, in players' minds anyway, because like sometimes these players, when they win it, they want to go back-to-back, but that's not easy to do. Change of scenery, change of cities, just like Luka kind of did without, you know, against his will, but you know what I mean, right?
If you could insert Joker into one team right now to then go and win an NBA championship, what team would it be?
100% the Lakers.
I knew you were going to say that.
100% the Lakers because Luka, chemistry makes everything. If you put two great players in a basketball team, they're going to make an immediate impact. Imagine if they have chemistry and they kind of come from the same place of the world. Luka is from Slovenia. Jokic is from Serbia. And then they come together and LeBron gives us a very beautiful farewell to his amazing career so far. Joker and Luka and LeBron in the same team. Give that to us, LeBron, please.
You know, that's my team. That's my team pick too, because not only are they in need of a big man, but what you mentioned about Luka and Jokic being both European players, not only just European players, but exceptional European players at that, that duo trio, and then you have AR too. That would make for a really, really nice team. But speaking of Lakers, I want to zoom in real quick on the Lakers and Timberwolves series. That series currently tied 1-1 after the Lakers won 94-85 over the Timberwolves in their last game. Do you think the Timberwolves have what it takes? Do you think Anthony Edwards has what it takes to defeat LeBron, Luka?
Listen, I used to be a huge Ant fan. I used to love the guy, and I still do in my heart. When I see him kind of like go to this complaining mode and do this like corny stuff, it kind of makes me hate him. I don't want him to win now. I want the Lakers to win because I feel like he's being so disrespectful, and you know, he's doing all these antics to the fans and all that stuff. As a player, I think he does have what it takes. I do feel like the Minnesota Timberwolves are a lazy team. I feel like they have like these sparks in their game where they're playing amazing basketball and they move the ball, but then they can have an entire quarter where they'll play no defense. I feel like the Lakers want it more. I really think that the Lakers are going to get it done.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. All right, really quickly before we go, give me your winner of it all.
Winner of it all is going to be the Boston Celtics, baby. You know that. I mean, Porzingis or not, Drew Holiday, Peyton Pritchard, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. Who's going to beat this team? Nobody's good enough to do it. I'm willing to bet. If anybody wants to do it, I got the Celtics going all the way. Who do you got, Giovanna? Tell me.
I'm going to have to agree with you. I think the Celtics are gonna win it again, unfortunately.
Lovely, lovely.
But got to give credit where credit is due. Well, thank you so much, Nico, for talking some NBA playoff action with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, my friends. Have a wonderful rest of your show.
All right, stay right there. Up next, we got the mind behind the GOAT, Simone Biles, in the gymnastics world, Amy Borman. Coming up next, we sit down with her, talk about her coaching career and
do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816.
800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Welcome back to BTS Behind the Sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness. This next guest doesn't just have a seat at the table. You know, she helped build it. You know, Simone Biles, probably one of the best Olympic gymnasts of our time. We're sitting down with her coach. I want to welcome Amy Borman to the show. Amy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
Doing so good. Excited to sit down and talk to you. You know, here on BTS, we like to go behind the scenes, and we're going to get to your book, which is really an insider perspective on your coaching career, specifically with Simone. But I want to start with your career itself. I mean, you have a tremendous resume behind you. I want to talk about you kind of growing up, getting into the sport of gymnastics.
Yeah, I started gymnastics when I was six, and it was a good way for me to not be out on the streets of Chicago. And, you know, I fell in love with the sport, and at 13, I decided that I wanted to coach, and I started coaching at that point. And, you know, the rest just was growing throughout my career.
And it's interesting because you mentioned Chicago. You're a Chicago native, but you met Simone Biles at just 7 years old in a gym in Texas. What was that initial moment like?
So I didn't actually see her first. She ended up coming to the gym in a field trip. And during that field trip, she really liked it. Her parents signed her up for class. And she was ended up being in a class that my mother was teaching. And so one day I was coaching my team program, and my mom came over and said, "Amy, you have to come see this kid." And I blew off my mom and told her I was too busy to come see some recreational gymnast. And, yeah, so moral of the story is always listen to your mom.
So your mom kind of, I guess, almost curated this passion for the sport. Talk to me a little bit about that. Was she sort of a role model for you and kind of why you wanted to be a coach?
No, you know, my mom was not an athlete by any sense of the word, but she was a single parent who got me in the gym, and I don't know, I just caught the gymnastics bug really early on, and she supported it, even when I had bad days. You know, she would say, "You can quit anytime," and I'd never wanted to quit. It was just in me.
And you definitely did not quit. I mean, you're one of the most successful gymnastics head coach of, dare I say, of all time. I mean, you coach U.S. Olympic teams, you're a national team coach. In 2016, you won a bunch of medals, including team gold. But you've coached the greatest of all time, the GOAT of gymnastics. What's one thing about Simone Biles that the public completely misunderstands?
I think that something they misunderstand is that she is really as bubbly as she portrays in the media, you know, for her whole life. That is her personality. She is positive. She doesn't, let's say that she doesn't have a very good poker face. You're going to know exactly how she feels, and it's usually pretty positive.
And, you know, in an interview, Biles said that you're almost like a second mom to her. I mean, obviously, coaching, a coach's relationship with their athlete is a special kind of relationship. And I think it's a testament not only to the person, but the character of the coach. Talk to me about what that like was from your perspective, being almost a second mom to her.
So I think that she considered me a second mom because she had to rely on me. You know, we were traveling internationally together. I always said I would like to be considered like the cool aunt instead of the mom, because mom has to like discipline and stuff like that, and I didn't want to do that. So I wanted to be the cool, fun aunt that would travel the world with her and help her learn things about life.
Yeah, and what were some of those lessons? What were some of the hard lessons that you helped her learn or that you might even have learned yourself?
Well, I think one thing that I taught her, one was to stand up for herself, because like when she was younger, I was there to stand up for her. And, you know, she would be worried that someone was going to say something negative about her, and I would say, let me deal with that. And when she was worrying about other people's expectations, I told her, you're not responsible for anyone else's expectations of you. You are only responsible for your own expectations of yourself. So that was really important to me that she learned that. Another thing was that, you know, there was a time in my life when I was a young gymnast and I had my idols and I had a bad experience with one. And so I tried to teach Simone about how that affected me as a young gymnast, having a negative experience. And if she was ever kind of done signing autographs or being around the public, that she just had to signal me and then I could be the bad guy and remove her from the situation. So it never really tarnished her reputation of being that sweet girl.
What was the moment for you that you realized this is the real deal? Like, Simone Biles is the real deal and I'm her head coach and we are going to go do some amazing things together.
Oh, you know, that's a tough one because every day was, you know, it was my job to see the things that she was doing wrong and to help her correct them so that she would score higher. So I equate it to being a parent, and you don't see how much your own children grow, but you see how much your friends' children grow, and you're like, oh, they're so mature, they've gotten so tall. Well, it's the same thing when you have an athlete that you're that close to and working that many hours with. You don't see their growth on the day-to-day basis. So I think if there was, like, a moment, it wasn't until 2015 when she won her third world championship. But I was like, okay, we're going to go to the Olympics. As long as she can walk, we're going to the Olympics. And, you know, so people might think that that's silly because they can look at Simone and be like, oh, my God, she was so amazing. Yes, she was, but it wasn't my job to see how amazing she was. So it wasn't until I was removed as her coach and I was a spectator watching her that I could truly appreciate how spectacular she is.
Yeah, it's interesting. Third time's a charm must be a thing. But I really have to give you credit because coaching, especially in the world of gymnastics, is not easy. What were some of the things as a coach mentally with TV and now even social media? What were some of the hard things, and it can be specifically coaching Simone and also coaching some of your other gymnasts that you've had in your career, what were some of the hard things to go through as a head coach?
Well, I think part of it is what I said earlier about managing other people's expectations. That was a big key factor. But, you know, part of the problem with social media is that these young gymnasts will look at somebody doing something amazing online, and they forget sometimes that the person posting that video had to take that video 200 times before they got the one that they wanted to show everybody. So instead of feeling like they failed in the gym because they didn't get it on the first try, like, it's about perspective. And, you know, people are only showing you what they want you to see, but that person had to fail 200 times before they succeeded that one time. And so, you know, it just takes time to get there, and that they need to be patient as well.
What? Taking time to get there, I think, is really important. For Simone specifically, how much time did it really take her to become, I mean, obviously, you know, you mentioned that 2015, which is your moment, but when you kind of first saw her and then started coaching her, what was the process of that like and kind of making greatness?
You know, it was a very, very slow day-to-day process, and even though we did a little bit of fast tracking with her, we intentionally didn't skip the higher levels of the USAG program. We felt that they were very beneficial because I think it's important for athletes to learn how to win and how to lose and how to lose with grace. And when you're having a bad day, what do you do next? What happens the next time you walk into the gym? If you want a better result than you had from that competition, what do you have to do? And it wasn't until Simone decided to be great that she became great. Until then, she was just a novelty. She was this little tiny kid who could bounce really high and flip a bunch of times. But there wasn't anything, you know, besides her effervescence, shall we say. She does have a star quality. But as far as her gymnastics went, there wasn't that much that was special about her. There were other gymnasts that were beating her regularly. And so she really needed to take the time, one, to have fun, two, to hone her craft, and, you know, just mature into it. And she had to make the decision that she wanted to be great.
And I feel like that decision comes with being in this mindset. It's almost a switch in your head from going, hey, I'm just doing this, I'm kind of good at it, versus to, hey, I'm doing this, I'm really good at it, and I want to go and win. But that comes at a little bit of a personal cost, right? I know Simone Biles, she's really, really proud to talk about her mental health journey. As a gymnast, the stress that comes not only on your body, but on your mind, that is something that I don't think regular people that aren't in the sport or that don't compete at that high level would ever understand. What is that like to go through as a coach, seeing your athlete work through mental problems, and how do you best combat that being kind of a mom and an authoritative figure in the athlete's life?
Yeah, I think the best approach, honestly, when they're having those mental issues is that you have to be supportive but back off. So, like, whatever you thought the goal was, now you have to amend what that goal is until they come out of that mental breakdown that they're having. And, you know, we've obviously, the word the twisties has come up more recently because of Simone, and nobody knew what it was before. And it's mostly, I guess, the only thing we can really related to is getting the yips in golf or in baseball, except when a golfer gets the yips, they just have a bad swing. When a gymnast gets the yips or the twisties, it's very dangerous. It can be life-threatening. So, you know, having them relieve whatever pressure is on them to try to get them through that point is what's essential. And sometimes it just means altering your plan and taking a step back and saying, it's okay. You know, when this happened to Simone in early 2016, the same thing happened, and I knew she wasn't going to forget how to do gymnastics if we just stopped twisting.
Like, right. Hold that thought. We're going to talk about more mental health coming right back with Amy Borman on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is BTS.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind. For all our customers, existing and new, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
All right, welcome back to BTS on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Sitting down with Simone Biles head coach Amy Borman, talking about the world of gymnastics, getting an insider perspective behind the coaching that shaped Simone. Amy, before we cut to break, we were talking about mental health, the twisties, and kind of what Simone Biles has gone through, but I want to shift gears a little bit and talk about the sport of gymnastics as a whole, how it's evolved over the years, technically, culturally even, and from your coaching perspective, what is your take on gymnastics in the last 5 years?
So I think in the last 5 years, there's been such a huge global transition. For whatever reason it started, I think it's all for the good, like gymnasts coming forward and saying that they want more say over their workouts, and they want to be heard, they want their voices to be heard, that they're not just little soldiers doing a sport. Like, they do the sport because it matters to them, but they also want to matter. And I think that coaches are having to really take an introspective look of what their philosophy is and how they want to help nurture these young athletes into being, you know, great adults in our society.
What do you think is the key behind why gymnastics is so popular when it comes to the Olympics? Obviously, gymnastics at the collegiate level in the U.S. is huge. 2025 NCAA Women's Gymnastics Championships just wrapped up. Oklahoma won those championships. But when it comes to the Olympics, everybody is kind of put on notice. And I think there's a lot of buy-in from viewers that want to watch, you know, these gymnasts perform. What do you think is behind all that?
Well, gymnastics is incredibly exciting. You know, I think at one point, you know, several years ago, it was about, you know, little girls and the amazing things that they can do. But now we're, you know, having young women that are showing up and winning these medals and showing that you don't age out of gymnastics. You know, you leave gymnastics because you're done, or you have an injury that, you know, prevents you from continuing, or you decide to just move on with your life. And instead of it just being about age. So I think initially that was very exciting for people to watch these, you know, 14, 15-year-olds. And so that has shifted a little bit. But gymnastics is incredible. Like, what other sport has an athlete demonstrate what the human body can do the way that gymnastics does?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree. I personally can't get on a beam and balance and also do flips and tricks. That's something I will never be able to do. Maybe if I practice really hard, it's amazing to watch. We talked about this a little bit, and you mentioned gymnasts not being soldiers. And I think that's really interesting to put it that way, because we've seen elite gymnasts at their highest level kind of be held back almost by coaches and coaching. Do you think elite gymnasts can ever truly be safe? And is it going to be an athlete first organization and movement? Or is that just kind of a nice slogan that we like to throw around to put a nice bow on top of the sport of gymnastics?
I think that when I was a young coach, and even when I was an athlete, there was nobody like me for me to emulate and for me to look up to. And for so many years, I was criticized that I was never going to be successful because I was too nice. And now what I have shown and what Simone has shown has proven that you can be nice and have athletes who are a part of their training and not just being dictated to. When you have that communication with your athlete, it's going to bring out the best in them. If you allow them to be the people they are, it's going to bring out the best in them. And nobody was showing that before. And now Simone and I have. And with her success, I believe that other people are following suit because now they have someone to look up to.
What's the balance between being nice and discipline?
Well, discipline's not being mean. Discipline is setting an expectation. So self-discipline, what do you expect from yourself each day that you show up to practice? You know, each day that you wake up, what do you expect from yourself each day? And then also, do you give yourself the grace when days aren't going so well? I think that that's really important. And I think that people think that discipline is about punishment because you did something wrong. And it's not that. It's more about how you stay focused towards your goal.
Looking forward for the next 5 years of the sport of gymnastics, do you think we'll ever see a talent, and you've kind of mentioned this as well, now that people have someone to look up to and inspirations, there's something to work for and then to be better than, right? But do you see a talent that can come in and shock the world like you and Simone Biles have done?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I think that it takes a special kind of coach and a relationship with the athlete. And there's so many things that come into play when, you know, you're looking at being an elite athlete. It's not just about talent. It's not about, you know, just about opportunity. It's about finances. It's about health. It's about how your family is. It's the support inside and outside of your training facilities. All of these things have to come together to truly produce it. But if all of those things align, I absolutely think that there can be another Simone. As long as the coaches don't burn them out before they get a chance to.
Right, right. If you could say right now and put a name out there, who would you say that person would be?
I can't do that. There isn't somebody that, you know, I think it's somebody that we don't even know yet. You know, somebody that is a young level 10 in the USAG program right now, who is going to come up and shock the world, and everybody's going to be like, oh my goodness, she reminds me so much of Simone Biles.
Yep. So not anybody right now, someone up and coming, someone that we don't even know yet might come on the scene. That's interesting. And I really, you know, again, want to keep emphasizing the fact that the relationship between you and Simone is something that I think all sports that should be emulated and replicated when it comes to that type of coach and athlete relationship. Outside of coaching, though, I want to get into your book. You know, you have this book. It's an insider perspective. It's kind of about what you really tell all, if you will. What inspired you to put this all on paper?
Well, I've had so many people ask me, like, what's in the secret sauce of creating, you know, a champion like Simone? And the fact is that there's no secret sauce. It's that it was never about winning. It was never about my goals or my egos. You know, it was about just trying to better ourselves every day in practice, you know, every day as a person. And I think that, you know, and I didn't really even process that until I was writing this book. So, you know, I hope that when people read it, like you said, it starts out with the beginning of my life and how I got to where I am and the ideals that I carry with me into my coaching and how I was coached, how that affected me. And I think that sometimes adults who are coaching, they forget that they're dealing with children, and sometimes we have to speak to children differently. So, like, put yourself in the children's shoes, and what does this look like and sound like to them?
Yeah, and what are some of your ideals as a coach?
Yeah, it's just gymnastics, you know. It's just a sport. We love it. We can be serious about it. We can have self-discipline. We can have goals. But at the end of the day, it's just a sport. So, like, what do you leave the sport of gymnastics with? And what mark do you want to make on the world as a person?
Well, you've certainly made a mark, and I know you've spoken to this a little bit, but what can readers expect in this book?
You know, it starts out again talking about my life and where I came from, and then it moves into the, you know, over a decade that Simone and I worked together. And at the end of the book, I add a little something, and, you know, I'm not a psychologist or sociologist or anything like that. It's just kind of a layman's guide to how I think we can make things better in the sport, because I love gymnastics and I want it to heal and I want it to move forward. So I thought I would share my feelings on it, and, you know, people can take from it what they will, and hopefully, you know, it would open some good conversations even if they're a little bit argumentative. I think that even little arguments are a good conversation to get the topic of how we get better.
Right. And I think conversations are important to then move forward in fixing things and having dialogue between the issues surrounding sports as in it. Really, in general. But I want to shift gears now and play our all-star Would You Rather Showdown. Amy, I'm going to throw some sports themes, gymnastics themes, Would You Rather questions. You have 5 seconds to choose your answer. No thinking, just pure instinct. Are you ready?
Okay, go.
All right, first one. Would you rather coach an Olympic gold medalist or build a brand new team from scratch and take them to their first world championship?
The second, World Championships.
Okay. Would you rather relive Simone's first gold medal moment or fast forward to coaching the next gymnastics GOAT?
Oh, fast forward.
Fast forward. Okay, fair enough. Would you rather have a flawless beam routine or a perfect 10 vault on repeat?
Oh, flawless beam routine, definitely.
Would you rather have every coach in the world use your training method or create a new apparatus in the gymnastics named after you?
Oh, use my technique. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, your technique, it's proven to be great. Would you rather have to do a full Olympic level routine yourself or judge a final round of the Olympics on live TV?
Oh, definitely judge, because I am a judge, so I feel pretty comfortable with that.
There you go. Would you rather train a gymnast with untapped potential or an elite gymnast struggling to find their joy again?
Oh, that's a hard one. I think it's more fulfilling to help somebody get past their demons. Yeah.
There you go. Get past your demons. Okay, would you rather lose an Olympic medal due to a judging scandal or win one knowing that the judges favored you unfairly?
Neither? Is neither an option?
Sure. I'll give you neither. Would you rather let an injured gymnast compete because they beg you to or pull them out and risk ending their Olympic dream?
It wouldn't be my say completely, but I would pull them out because they have to have that body their whole life. And even though that Olympic dream might not be there in that moment, it could come back again. And again, they got to carry that body with them their whole lives.
Right. Okay, last one. Would you rather coach under USA Gymnastics again or take your talents abroad to a rival national team?
Well, considering I'm standing in Frankfurt, Germany right now, that's kind of a loaded question.
Well, there you have it. All right, one final thing.
You didn't even know that.
Yeah, you're right. Before we go, quickly, I want you to give our viewers an insider secret. This can be a never-before-shared thing. It could be a funny story, a shocking moment, or just something you wish fans knew about the sport. Go ahead.
I'm going to relate it off of something you said earlier about the balance beam. And you not being able to walk on the balance beam. I remember that there were times when Simone was struggling on beam, and I would talk to her father about it, Ron, and Ron would say, Simone, just get up there and do it. And I was like, well, Ron, it's not that simple. Would you like to hop up on the beam? And he's like, I'm not getting up on that thing. That's crazy. So, again, you know, it puts things into perspective about how it's really easy to judge somebody when you're standing on the floor looking up at them. But if you have to step into their shoes, like, it really changes things. So take a look from the outside at what those athletes are seeing and give them a little bit of grace.
Well, there we go. Thank you so much, Amy, for joining us on BTS. Make sure you go find her new book, read her new book, The Balance. It is truly incredible, a really insider look on her coaching and her years in coaching with the GOAT, Simone Biles. Amy, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
All right, next up, we wrap up BTS. Stay tuned, stay locked on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
All right, that's going to do it for us today on episode 5 of Behind the Sports Show. Before we go, I want to double back on something I said in last week's episodes, but Cooper Flagg officially declared for the NBA draft after one season at Duke. I have mixed some opinions about this only because I feel like athletes should spend time in college for more than one season. I mean, Cooper Flagg could have easily gone and won a championship title with Duke, being the talent that he is. However, I do think he's going to do amazing things in the league, and I think we're going to see him kind of dominate the league in ways that we really haven't seen before. Obviously, there's some really good standout talent that is really young right now, so I think he's going to keep elevating the league in that sense, which is going to be really good for the NBA as a whole. Obviously, we have the NFL draft coming up, 2025 NFL draft. I have also some mixed opinions about the combine and some of these top draft picks choosing to not participate in the combine, if you will. And it's also really interesting because I am seeing some reports of Shedeur Sanders possibly falling out of the top 10. That is a statement in itself. I don't think Shedeur is one of the best quarterbacks in this draft, but I think this quarterback class is low already. So it's going to be really interesting to see where he falls and where he possibly goes. Be sure to tune in next week for another exciting episode, even with more incredible guests. Thanks to all of our guests that came on today. Don't forget to subscribe, share, and keep following us for all the latest updates. We'll be back here next Wednesday, same time, same place. For another episode, you can follow our show on Instagram at Behind the Sports Show. And a big thanks to Amy for joining us today. I'm Giovanna Scroggins. This has been Behind the Sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Keep supporting, keep celebrating, and keep being curious about what happens behind the sport.